Yeah. Well, first of all, let me say a big thanks to everybody who has been helping. I am fortunate enough to represent Robinson, and the immense tragedy surrounding the three deaths is awful. And obviously that tornado started over here and just kept going to the northeast and Indiana.
Yeah,
so
by Salem.
Yeah. So it's a lot of tragedy. And, you know, the closer you got to Robinson, the worse it got. So, you know, but the communities come together in ways that you only see in downstate Illinois. You know, farmers helping farmers, high school kids out walking the line of all the linemen putting up the power lines again, handing them water and sandwiches. You know, just amazing.
Amazing. The community together in ways you might not
imagine. We will continue to work with Governor Pritzker, and we'll continue to work with the federal FEMA officials for these communities as long as it takes. But, you know, when you see the immensity, if that's a word, the size of the damage that was done by this tornado by the time it got to Robinson, it's just in some levels it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's
the
real,
scope
really
and scale.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, and you know, I will just say this, that you know, we've had our staff over there, and myself, I've been there a couple of times, and you know, we're gonna work with the local folks to do what they need to do. But you know, after the first 2 weeks goes by and things kind of get cleaned up, waiting for FEMA to act, that's going to be the most difficult part of this whole thing, other than, you know, the obvious immediate aftermath and the tragic three deaths. FEMA, my experience with FEMA is that they are very difficult in the long term to work with and getting people the assistance that frankly, their tax dollars were paying for.
Yeah, because it seems like the state level, they've done what they can to make sure that the funding is available. They've already declared the disaster proclamation just a couple days after it went through. So at least the pathway is there for FEMA. It's just a matter of them getting up there and doing it.
Yeah, I know I've talked to Congressman Bost a couple times during the last week, and we've also talked with our U.S. senators' offices about trying to get them on the stick. And I know that the federal delegation on the other side of the state line in Indiana is doing the same thing. But FEMA is just, it's like pulling teeth. And, you know, rural America pays taxes, and when they get hit by whatever it is, a flood, a hurricane, or in this case, a tornado, they deserve to get some of their taxpayer money back.
Yeah, and I hear some of the meteorologists say, well, it's just going through farmland or stuff like that. Well, the farmers still own that land, so it's coming out of their bottom dollar just as much as anybody else.
Yeah, and you know, thankfully, I think most folks were insured. But, of course, insurance and money can't replace the loss of life, the three tragic deaths. And that tornado ended up killing additional people on the other side of the Indiana state line. So as much as I may represent Indiana, you know, it was a tragic loss all around.